Today, a new page in the O.J. Simpson saga. He's been granted parole. The sports star turned murder defendant was sent to prison 9 years ago for his role in an armed robbery. It happened in Las Vegas. He's been serving time in Nevada's Lovelock prison. He assured the state board via video conference that he deserves parole.
I've done my time. You know, I've done it as well and as respectfully as I think anybody can.
And the board agreed. Simpson could be released as early as October 1st. Josh Peter of USA Today is covering the story. He joins us now. And Josh, let's play the moment Simpson heard the ruling from the parole court.
Mr. Simpson, I do vote to grant parole when eligible. And that will conclude this hearing.
Thank you.
Was this unexpected?
No, in fact, it was expected. I think there are a couple of things at play here. One, they use a risk assessment instrument in Nevada. And the 15-point system, the lower the score, the better. And Simpson scored very well for a couple of reasons. One, he had no violations for discipline behaviors while he was in prison here in Nevada. And secondly, no prior convictions. I know a lot of people might have trouble with that based on their feelings of the 1994 murders of his former wife and Ron Goldman. But as far as the Board of Parole is concerned, no conviction history, and that played well for him. That worked in his advantage.
Right. As you mentioned, it's been more than 10 years since he was acquitted in the double murder of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend, Ronald Goldman. The crime that actually put him in prison happened in 2007. Remind us how this Las Vegas robbery led to prison time.
Well, O.J. talked at length about it, and we'll go over it a little bit here now. As he recounted, he'd gotten a call from someone who said that they knew that possessions of his were in the possession of someone else who didn't belong to that person. They belonged to O.J., and this person apparently badgered him to try and retrieve the items. And at some point, O.J. agreed. He said he happened to be in Las Vegas for a friend's wedding in 2007 and set out to reclaim the things that he said belonged to himself. At that point, things sort of went awry. Two other men became involved. There was a gun. There was some, bullying involved. And before you know it, he's arrested and facing charges for kidnapping and robbery, use of a deadly weapon. And it did not go well for Mr. Simpson. I think he eventually got back some of his belongings, but he paid a pretty stiff price.
He's 70 years old now. Where will he go, and how will his parole actually work?
Well, he'd like to head back to Florida. He's going to need permission from Florida. Florida's already said that they have conditionally accepted him. He'll have to meet Nevada criteria, Florida says, for them to officially approve it. But it looks good for him. It looks like everything will work out with that. He will need to set up a supervision plan. He will have a parole officer. I'm sure he'll have to report pretty regularly or at least periodically to his parole officer. I think they're convinced that he's got a pretty good support system in Florida. His two youngest children, Sydney and Justin, are both in Florida. He's got close friends in Florida. And the parole board seemed to be in favor of his plan. I'm sure they're going to vet it a little bit more. He's got 10 weeks left in his sentence or until he's eligible for release. And they'll probably be working out a lot of these details until then, but they say they don't anticipate any delay in his release.
Finally, Simpson does owe millions of dollars to the families of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman for the civil and wrongful death suit. What happens with that?
Well, it's a little bit up in the air, but as the Goldman's family attorney said a couple days ago, if OJ's released October 1st, we'll be there on October 2nd. So they certainly intend to get as much money as they can. I think there's just a little bit of confusion about whether or not the money he has in pensions is eligible to be claimed by the Goldmans, and that's something that'll have to be worked out.
Josh Peter of USA Today, thank you.
Thanks for having me.